Congress is hearing concerns about WOTUS. That story next on This Land of Ours. Since the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers proposed the rule defining waters of the United States, which has come to be known as WOTUS, Congress has held several hearings about it, even though it's a regulatory rather than a legislative issue. During one hearing, American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman told a committee that they dispute EPA's contention the rule would have no impact on agricultural land use.
EPA is deliberately misleading the regulated community about the impacts on land use. If more people knew how regulators could use the proposed rule to require permits for common activities on dry land or penalize landowners for not getting them, they would be outraged. It takes away land use decisions from state and local governments. It goes against the intent of Congress and the Supreme Court, and it negates your authority as members of Congress to write the law of the land. The bottom line for farmers and ranchers is that the proposed rule will make it much more difficult and potentially impossible to farm near these land features.
Farm Bureau started a campaign called Ditch the Rule with regard to the proposal because they believe it means EPA will have jurisdiction over even ditches that drain away stormwater.
The proposed rule would categorically regulate all so-called tributaries that ever carry any amount of water that eventually flows to a navigable water. I've been farming for decades. I've been on thousands of farms all across this country, and I can tell you that ditches are meant to carry water. That is why most ditches will be regulated under this rule.
Congress has heard so much about the proposed rule that some members have offered legislation that would stop EPA from trying to implement it. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, Southeast AgNet.